Welcome to another Foolish Thoughts episode. This is Joseph Barone, aka A Fool for Learning, your training and learning consultant. And our foolish thought for today is recording your termination. On January 10, Brittany Peisch, I believe that's how her name is pronounced, a mid-marketing account executive at Cloudflare's Atlanta office, was fired from her job. Now, this happens to many people each and every day, and I want everyone to know I'm not making light of her predicament or the situation that many people go through. However, one of the things that made this most unusual was the fact that she recorded her firing and posted it on her TikTok account. It was picked up by someone, posted on their Twitter account, or X as I should say, and went viral. In fact, it even made its way to a variety of news organizations. This is how I learned of the story from the US edition of the Daily Mail on January 12th. So as mentioned, this has generated a great deal of controversy and questions, so let's take a look at a couple of things. First, the first question slash controversy was the fact that she recorded it and posted it on social media. Second, she became aware that this was happening as a couple of her coworkers were getting random invites for 15-minute meetings and then being laid off during them. Because of this, she was a bit more prepared for it than some of the others. And by the way, in fact, she said she received her meeting invitation about 1 hour before her dismissal. Third, she was let go by a director not in her line of authority, and someone from HR. Finally, she was told that she had not met her performance goals within the few months of joining, and she had only been an employee for a few months. Brittany, to her credit, went through the list of items that showed, even in the short period of time, she was doing a great job and better than her peers. So, a couple of additional thoughts here. Personally, I think this was a very smart move on her part, but in some places, this can be illegal if those being recorded, even just the audio, do not consent. Those who were letting her go had no clue about her performance or even who she was. This is not only common at Cloudflare, but among many organizations. And personally, I do not know how you can live with yourself for letting people go without knowing anything about their work performance. Those letting her go used all of the right buzzwords. I hear the way you feel. Circle back. Carve out. Your questions are valid. Sorry you are having this experience and are feeling this way. They say a lot without saying anything at all. Pretty shameful, in my opinion. Cloudflare, to be honest, may not have been required to give her a reason for letting her go, but the moment they said that she did not meet her KPIs, they should have had the responsibility and the ethical fortitude to back it up. She stated that her manager had no idea what was happening and could not attend if he was not invited. Personally, I think he knew about this, but was not allowed to say anything. That's just my gut feeling, being in a large international organization for many, many years. It should be noted that she handled the situation very well, and as well as can be expected, and really should be commended for this. Finally, some will say that she's no longer employable because she recorded this, but I think it's debatable. On a side note, if you want to see a movie about a fictional person who fires people or lets people go for a living and knows nothing about them, you might want to watch Up in the Air, which stars George Clooney from 2009. So, have you seen this video? If not, will you now go and take a look at it? And oh, her name is Brittany and it's spelled, her last name is spelled P-E-I-T-S-C-H. And you can find her and her video on LinkedIn. Do you think what Cloudflare did was ethical? Do you think what Brittany did was ethical? I'd love to hear from you if you have seen this video and would like to share your thoughts. If you learned something from this episode, please take a moment to like, comment, or subscribe. And to learn more about A Fool for Learning and how I can assist you and your organization with an appropriate learning solution to meet your business needs, please visit my website at afoolforlearning.com. This is Joseph Barone, the CEO of A Fool for Learning, signing out. Remember, learn, perform, succeed.